Joe's Need to Know News. All right, here we go. Alex, I know you kind of popped off on this yesterday, but let's hear what this lady has to say. There was a lady in Maui missing for like 17 days in the forest.
Yeah, missing.
After trying to get back to her car, she tried to catch the attention of helicopters, and she survived on berries in a stream of water.
Yeah, and probably Cheetos hidden under a log.
I don't think so, because she's kind of a yoga instructor. I don't think yoga people eat Cheetos. By the way, her name's Amanda Eller. She was finally rescued by a search helicopter. Now, here she is talking about the helicopters not seeing her and trying just to keep, you know, a positive attitude, a positive mindset.
And the helicopters are passing over, and I'm standing on rocks and waving them down, and they're passing over, and they're not seeing me. I'm invisible. You lose hope. You turn your head one way and it looks exactly like the other way, exactly like the other way. I'm like, which way is north? You have a choice to make. You could sit on that rock and you can die, or you can start walking down that waterfall and choose life.
I mean, what else is there to do but choose life?
Well, yeah, I guess if you're surviving, you know.
I mean, come on, Alex. She also talked about the moment she was rescued.
I had a plant in my mouth that I was planning on eating for dinner. I just like fell to the ground and just started bawling.
Oh my God.
See, and that's actual audio for like being rescued. She is really into it. So,
yeah, she's a great actress.
You really got, shame on you. Shame on you for saying this poor woman, 17 days lost in the forest, probably thinking she's going to die, and you say she's faking it.
Listen, if you want to know all the reasons, because we kind of talked about it yesterday, but if you want to know all the reasons why I think this girl is the biggest fraud ever, you can listen to our podcast about it yesterday. Just search for The Joe and Alex Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Play and listen to that and hit subscribe, because, yeah, it's a doozy. And then I'm curious to see if after hearing what I had to say yesterday, if you still really believe her.
Yeah, make sure you go to joeandalexshow.com. We got that all linked up for you. I can't believe you would say that about poor Amanda. She's just a yogi.
Honestly, this is making me way more interested in the story, knowing that Alex thinks it's a scam.
But Alex thinks everything's a scam. Hello. If Alex had a soundtrack of her life, that would be it. All right, serious stuff here. A line drive last night struck a toddler at the Cubs-Astros game inside of Minute Maid Stadium. The Astros were home last night in Houston, and it was silent. Chicago Cubs outfielder Alberto Almora Jr.'s line drive hit a toddler sitting behind third base. A panicked father was seen rushing and screaming his four-year-old daughter up the stairs and out of the stands. During a break between innings, he returned, the player did, to the stands and spoke with the security guard to get an update on the girl. And I guess she was taken to a local hospital just for precautionary reasons, but the child is expected to be okay. But if you haven't been to a baseball game, I mean, year after year after year, same thing with hockey. I think a girl died at the St. Louis Blues game, if I remember it, years ago, from being struck by a hockey puck. There's always a chance, as a spectator, you could get hit with a bat or a ball or a stick or a puck. I mean, anything. So they put up netting more and more and more and more to protect.
Yeah.
But, I mean, eventually, what are they going to do, net the whole thing? So hopefully this girl is going to be okay. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like more she got hit than, like, she wasn't, like, the one person said they didn't see any blood, for example. But, I mean, those line drives come so fast.
Yeah.
So fast off the bat.
Right after this happened, he dropped to his knees and, like, immediately started crying.
Well, I would too.
Like, the player who hit the ball, and, like, he had to have teammates, like, come out and, like, help him up and, like, get him, like, composed again. But he was, like, crying because he felt so bad.
Yeah, it's just terrible. This makes no sense, but then again, what does? A man yesterday, you guys see this video? Set himself on fire on the Ellipse Park in downtown Washington, D.C. The video shows the man walking calmly across the park near the Washington Mall with flames covering his body. Several seconds later, U.S. Secret Service ran towards him with a fire extinguisher and put out the blaze. He suffered burns on 85% of his body. There's rumors, we don't know if it's true or not, that he had some kind of heat suit on or something, you know, like stunt people have, where they can be on fire and not burn up, kind of.
Yeah, I saw that.
But who knows what's
psycho
going on? They don't know who the guy is, why he did it, and the Secret Service hasn't been able to confirm anything, but just absolutely insane video. I've been to D.C. I love going there, checking out our nation's capital and all the cool things. You're just walking, you see a guy walk on by and set himself on fire. What the hell is that?
Yeah, if he did it in some kind of protest, like some kind of anti-Trump protest or whatever, he's just an absolute moron. I mean, but we don't know what it is. For all we know, he's just crazy
he
and just
right
set himself on fire. Yeah, and it had nothing to do with that. But if that's what it was, So stupid.
Should this Florida high school teacher be in trouble? A Florida high school science teacher is being investigated after writing WTF is this on a student's paper. And she put absolutely no credit. Because let me tell you right now, that
Savage.
Happened to me when I was in high school. It was a student's homework assignment. The assignment was to report on a discovery breakthrough in technology. And it could be something that the student finds interesting. So that's kind of cool. You get to choose. The paper was worth 30% of the student's overall grade. Ooh. So that's a big chunk. The school's principal said the teacher apologized. She's still being investigated, so it isn't known if she could be facing discipline. The mom wasn't mad about the kid failing, like getting the F on the assignment. She's like, but that WTF language is unacceptable.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? I got a ton of just question marks on stuff I would write. Just a question mark. Like, that essentially was WTF. She just didn't write it.
Yeah, nowadays they're not afraid to hold back. I don't think it's that big of a deal. And finally, well, we always worry about Porkchop as an Uber or Lyft driver, but now we got to worry about ourselves, Alex, and Liv and myself, Joe, because, well, we might be getting kicked off. Yesterday, Uber in a blog post said they're going to start booting riders, passengers, with a significant, with quote, a significantly low average rating. Well, what the heck does that mean? Well, there's no details on it. They didn't say what the actual number would be considered, how low you have to be considered for deactivation.
I can take some guesses.
What would your guess be?
The lowest passenger rating I've ever taken was a 4.10, and that scared me when I saw that.
But was that 4.10 rider that bad when you had them?
No, I could see why. Just because, you know, they were very rude and weird, and I bet you, like, if they were drunk one night or a couple nights, they probably got a bunch of one stars. But the average is like 4.7.
An Uber spokesman said
that's what I have.
The ratings will vary by city. Wait, how do you check what your ratings are, by the way, too? Because let's do this
in
real
the
quick.
App, you just swipe to the left.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me do that right now.
I have 4.74.
I have 4.86.
Oh, God. What's Porkchop's rating?
I bet you I'm a 5.0.
All right, I'm swiping. Here. Here, tell me right now.
It's probably inflated because you're a driver, so Uber inflates it.
What was yours, Alex?
4.74.
And what was yours again, Liv?
4.86.
Mine's a 5.0.
Mine's a 4.89, bitches.
Wow.
Woo! Yeah,
by
right.
The hair on his chinny chin chin.
Yeah, barely.
In college, I had a bad rating. And I don't know why. The only thing I could guess is that I talked too much.
Oh, I
like, I either
that.
Talked your
For
ear
sure.
off, or I started crying in my Ubers because I was drunk and upset about a boy, or probably falling asleep in the Uber.
Here's the scariest thing, and I know about this guy. I got kicked off Bird. I used to be a Bird charger. Then they said I did something illegal, which I didn't. But I can't ride that. Use him as a passenger or as a charger anymore. But here's where it's linked up. You got to be careful with Uber. So what if you can't get a ride anymore? That also means you won't be able to have access to Uber Eats. Or they're having something called e-scooter. It's like a little app or whatever where you can ride scooters. But could you imagine you lose your Uber Eats too?
Dude, I love Uber Eats. Has changed my life.
This reminds me, Alex, I forget what episode it is, but this reminds me of Black Mirror. It's like a dark episode where our scores are going to base everything.
Uh-huh.
We're all screwed.
Oh my gosh. What if our scores start affecting our credit scores?
Oh no!
We are really screwed.
God, especially Pork Chop.
Yeah, actually, you know what? That's not even scary. That's just a straight-up joke right here. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all these stories and more at joeandalexshow.com.